Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Hey. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The Torah Kedosh, the Gemara begins now to discuss, as we learned in our Mishnah, the various methods through which Kedushin is affected, and one of the ways is through Bia. So says the Gemara, how do we know this? Because the Torah Kedosh says, Kikach Ish Ishu Ubala Lamed, from here we know that Shenikness for Bia, a wife could become a wife through Bia. So Tosfos the very Masko Bala asks, why do we need to come through any from the word Bala? Doesn't the word Kicha by itself mean Bia? As the Torah says, Vish Asheyikach Esachoisoi, and the definition is that one may not have relations with an Erva. So answers Tosfos that indeed, in the setting of Arayus, when the Torah uses the word Kicha, it certainly means Bia. But here, we're speaking about Kedushin. And for that, the word Kicha would not necessarily mean Bia, if not for the fact that the Pasuk connects Kicha with Ubala. And Tosfos therefore goes on to say that we could not learn it from Gezeirus Shava, because the Gemara says that but Kicha by Arayus is even if you did Harah, even if you'd started doing Bia, which may not be the case when marrying a woman. And therefore, do we need to come on to the way the Gemara explained? Ask the Gemara, why do we have to have this Limud, V'loi Dinhu, we could learn it with a Kal V'chomer, or Ma Yivana, Shein Niknas B'Kesef. As we learned in our Mishnah, one cannot do erisin, kedushin with a yavama through kesef. The halacha is niknas le bia, can do it with bia. So certainly this woman she niknas b'kesef, a regular woman, as we've been learning in our shurim, can have kedushin through kesef. Ein adin she niknas b'bia, certainly ought the halacha not to be that bia would be effective. Answers the Gemara, the reason such a Kal V'chomer could be refuted, because we would say the following, Amma Avriya Techiach. We can learn from the halacha of an Amma Avriya. If we think about the halacha of Amma Avriya, she niknas b'kesef, she becomes the owner's, by the owner paying for her, v'ein niknas b'bia, b'bia is not effective. So we would be able to make an argument, the same thing when we do kedushin in a woman, it could be effective through kesef and not through bia. But ask the Gemara, Malam Avriya, Shein Kinyon L'Shemisus. When somebody marries, buys Am Avriya, the purpose is not marriage. That's why Bia is not a way to buy an Am Avriya. Time Bazoo. When we speak about a woman marrying a husband, Kinyon L'Shemisus. And therefore, we should learn the Kal V'chomer, Ta Malayma Ubala. So ask the Gemara, what just has happened makes no sense. The Gemara asked the Kal V'chomer, what the Gemara said, and the Gemara has proven that the Kal V'chomer is actually a good Kal V'chomer. If the Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer, so now we have an obvious question. If the Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer, why do we need the Pasuk? The Gemara seems to say, Tam Lama Bala, because the Kal V'chomer is good, that's why we need the word Bala. It should be just the opposite. Halamali Kra, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us Ubala? We've just successfully learned it through a Kal V'chomer, Ha'asyala. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avashi, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Shunde Iklamem Ika Dedina Pricha. The Kal V'chomer, from its inception, is a difficult Kal V'chomer. Mechik Kamaisla, from where do we want to learn that Bia is affected by regular wife? From Yavoma. It says the Gemara, Mal Yivam Shekein Zekuka V'Medes. A Yivama has Zika to a brother-in-law. And that's why maybe B is effective. Taima Bezu, when we have a regular woman, Shein Zekuka V'Medes. There is no obligation for the husband to marry her. See, she doesn't have any special tie. And since she doesn't have special tie, and as I saw the Rishonim say, there's a very strong reason why the Torah gave us the Din of Yibam. The Torah gave us the din of Yibam in order lahakim shem la'achiv, to have a brother be able to have a continuation. And that's why maybe the halacha is we're lenient in allowing that to happen through even a bia. Time bezuk, but when there's a regular wife, we don't have that consideration. Talma loyma or bala. That's why the Torah says bala. Another pshat that the Ramban suggests in the Gemara is that by Yavama, the bia does erisin and nesuin. The two steps that we speak about often, about how a Jewish woman gets married, one with erisin, one with nesuin, isn't the case by a Yavama. And since it's not the case by Yavama, that's why the Gemara is suggesting the halacha of a Yavama should be very different than the halacha of a regular wife, and that's why we can't learn a regular wife's kedushin from a yavama. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that kedushin can be affected through a shtar. Says the Gemara, umenayin shaf b'shtar. Why? How do we know the shtar is effective? Says Rashi, what does the Gemara mean with the words af b'shtar? As if shtar is not the same as everything else. So the Chidushe Talmidei Rashba explained that by all other Kedushim, there are psukim in the Torah that are very clear that shtar is a, that the kesef and bia are effective. But we don't have such a pasuk by shtar. And that's why the Gemara's question is, how do we know that shtar also is effective? And the Ritva takes this a step further. If we look in the words of our Mishnah, the order of the types of kedushin that were mentioned in the Mishnah were kesef, shtar, ubiya. But when we learn the Gemara, the last of the types of kedushin that's explained is shtar. And that's part of the Gemara's question. Why is shtar, which seems to be the weakest type of kinyan, how do we know that's effective? The dinhu. So the Gemara again, we could be able to perhaps learn it through a kal v'chomer. Ma kesef sheni moitzi. Kesef cannot affect a divorce. The halacha is machnes. We know, as we've been learning, that kesef is a method to do kedushin. Shtar shemaitzi, a get is written on a shtar and has the ability to terminate a marriage. Ain a din shemachnes. Certainly, it should be effective in creating a kedushin. Says the Gemara, that isn't legitimate because ma'al kesef. Kesef is also usable. She came pointed by hegdish shemaitzi sheni. If somebody gives something to Hegdish, or somebody has Maisa Sheni, the halacha is if somebody gives something to Hegdish and he wants to redeem it, he can redeem it with Kesef, but he can't redeem it with a Shtar. If somebody has Maisa Sheni, which we know in the first and the sixth, and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to separate Maisa Sheni. The halacha is that the Maisa Sheni is... It has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. If somebody doesn't want to take the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, what he could do is he could redeem it. And he could redeem it only with Kesef. Time of Shtar, whereas with Shtar, She'em Poydin by Hegdish Maisa Sheni, which cannot be used to redeem Hegdish Maisa Sheni, because the Torah, when it speaks about being Poydin these things, says the Ksiv. The pasuk says, "V'nosan ha'kesef v'kamloi." Only kesef can be used for redemption; nothing else. So, therefore, the Gemara's question is that we can't necessarily say because since shtar is effective by a get, it should be effective here because kesef is not. Because kesef has a certain strength. Kesef has a certain strength that shtar doesn't have. So the Ritva asks, if we're learning Kedushin from Pidyon Maisa Sheni and Pidyon Hegdish, then the halacha should be that you should not be able to be Mekadosh a woman by giving her an Eved, because the halacha is you can't be Poida these items from Hegdish or Maisa Sheni with Avodim. So answers to Ritva, that Kedushay Kesef are effective. We don't learn from Pinyan Maisa Sheni. If that would be the source, the halacha would be good. But then it would be a good question. But Maisa Sheni and Hegdish are not the source to teach us that Heg, Kedusha, Kesef are effective. Amakra, says the Gemara, another reason how we know that Kedusha Shtar are effective, because the Pasuk says, V'holch yotz mebeisa, V'holch v'hoyselish achar. From here we learn, Makish havai li yitzia, ma yitzia b'shtar, just like a divorce, as we've been learning, is affected through a document, through a get, af havai nami b'shtar, so too marriage could be done with a shtar. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. So we should say that Mahavaya b'kesef, as we've been learning, if Kedushin could be done with a kesef, then the halacha ought to be that if Yitzia could be done with kesef. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Yoimru. That is not, the Gemara says, a reasonable approach. Because the Gemara says, Yoimru, people are going to say, kesef machnas. Kesef is the what creates a Kedushin. And if the halach is that if kesef could be used to create a divorce, then we have a situation, the prosecutor becomes the lawyer, meaning it's, the Gemara finds it difficult to accept that the same means that are used to create a marriage should be there to break a marriage. So ask the Gemara if this is a reasonable logic. So ask the Gemara Ihochi, so we should say the same thing by shtar. And we should say, Yoim shtar moitzi, the shtar, the get, is what separates the couple, shtar machnes, and then the shtar creates the marriage. So again, the Gemara says, why wouldn't we ask, Yoim kedeged nasa sanegor? And we're saying that that is a reason not to allow the same means to be used for kedushin and get. Says the Gemara, Mila, what it says in a kesa, what a shtar kedushin, and what it says in a shtar get are different altogether, and therefore there is no question that's the same. How could the same thing accomplish both? Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning, so hachinami, why don't you say that by kesef? High kaspa luchud, for high kaspa luchud. The kesef kedushin creates a marriage. The kesef haget, if it would be effective, breaks the marriage. So it's not the same thing. So why don't you say, and why wouldn't we say that it's effective in both places? Answers the Gemara, tiva miyacharu. It's all the same money. You know, it's the document that's used for gittin and the document that's used for kedushin are very different documents. But the money is the same money. So as we speak about the shtar being effective, the reason it's effective to make a kedushin is because, as the Gemara just says, Makash Havai Eliyatziya. When we learned Masechta Gittin, the Torah taught us that we have to put the get, when the husband divorces the wife, he has to put the get into our hands. As the Pasuk says, V'noson B'yoda. And that's why we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that a get that's written M'chub L'Karka is disqualified. So the Ut Iter says that if that's the case, so if we're learning that the Hilchas Kedusha Shtar are learned from a get, so you should not be able to perform Kedushin with Karka, just like you can't do a get with Karka. Tosfos disagrees with Iter, and he says that you can do Kedushin with Karka, and explains the Rashba. When we speak about Kedusha Shtar, the concept of Kedusha Shtar is learned from a get. So when we speak about Kedusha Kesef, so when we're being Mekadosh, there's no such a halacha. And Kedusha, and when we're Mekadosh with Karka, we're not being Mekadosh, we're being Mekadosh with the fact that it's Kesef. When it's Kesef, then there's no halacha of Mechubal Karka, because halacha of Mechubal Karka only applies by a get, by a shtar, not by Kesef. Rav Amakra, another reason why kesef, says Rava, cannot be used to affect the divorce. The pasuk says the cost of law to teach us ksiva miskareshes and miskareshes bekesef. Vema asked the Gemara, why don't we use the pasuk to teach us the ksiva miskareshes and miskadeshes beksiva? Why don't we say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that you can make a get with ksiva, but you can't make a kedushin with ksiva? Answers the Gemara, because as we just learned, to teach us that Yitzi and Avaya travel together. So ask the Gemara, Umari Isa, we're saying that the Pasuk is teaching us, that Vyatz V'Hoyis is teaching us that Kedusha Ishtar are effective, and the Pasuk V'Kosov Law is coming to teach us that Gerushin cannot be effected through Kesef. Maybe we should say the opposite. Maybe we should say that Gerusha Kesef are effective, and Kedusha Ishtar are not effective. Answers the Marmastabra, the Pasuk, Koy B'Gerushin, the Pasuk that speaks about Gerushin, the Kosov Law, Mamat Gerushin, speaking about Hilchos Gerushin. But to say, Koi, that the Pasuk that's speaking about Gerushin should make to be used Mat Kedushin doesn't make sense. It makes more sense to use that Pasuk to teach us Hilchos Gerushin rather than to teach us Hilchos Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, or Rabbi Yossi Haglili, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that says that Mapaglai High Kral Adrosh Achrina, but ask the Gemara, that used Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that we learn from the Pasuk of Kosov Lev Sefer that we could only write a get on something that's detached from the ground and something that isn't alive. So we need the Pasuk to teach us this Alimud. So how do we know Hashanim is Gereshus Bekesef? So the Pasuk asked the Gemara is not available to teach us Hashanim is Gereshus Bekesef. So how would we know Menole? How would we know that Alacha? Answers the Gemara, because I'm across Sefer Krisis, Sefer Karsa, Vein Davach Karsa. Only a get that's written on a document could terminate a marriage. There is no other way of terminating a marriage. Ask the Gemara. Rabbanan, who learned that Gerusha Kesef aren't effective, because they learned the cause of law, as we just learned, B'Ksivim Miskereshes, Vein Miskereshes, B'Kesef. Ask the Gemara. High Krisis, my Avdalei. So what do they use the word krisis to teach us? Says the Gemara, B'boilei, they needed to teach us that the get has to be written in a way, L'dover ha'kairis beinoi l'beino, that it has to be completely separate the husband and wife. Ketanya is the Brisa teaches us, Hareza gitach amnash letish deyayin, if somebody gives a get and he attaches a stipulation to the get that you should never be allowed to drink wine, or you should never be able to go into your father's house, home, ain't a krisis, because she's always tied to him because of this stipulation. But if he made the stipulation just to a number of days, so that isn't forever. So therefore, if the stipulation was said kol shloshim yoyim, that for 30 days you can't do something, then it is considered a razor krisis because she's not tied to him forever. Rabbi Yosef Glili, where does Rabbi Yosef Glili learn this halacha from? It says the Gemara Mikaros Krisis Nafgalei. The Torah could have just used the word Sefer Karis, and instead the Torah used the word Sefer Krisis to teach us this halacha. Rabbanan, Karis Krisis Leimashmu. They don't learn anything from the Karis Krisis. So Rashi explains, as we explained, if he made a condition that connects them forever, that isn't a valid krisis, because she's tied to him. And says the Rashba, even if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and tell us that she will never violate his stipulation, still the get is not a good get. Why? Explains the Rashba. Because since the stipulation was worded in such a manner that connects them, if the stipulation was worded in a manner that connects them, then it's not considered a valid gerushin. Tosis asks the condition of mashalai techla beisavicha lo'olam ein zekrisis. But why? She said you can't enter this home that's owned by your father. But when the father dies, she will be able to enter the home. So why is this considered that she's connected to him forever? So Tosfos answers that even if the father dies and the yarshim of a father take over the house, it's that still included in the stipulation. And in fact, says the Shach, if the father sold the home and he used the proceeds of selling the home to buy another home, she would not be able to enter that home. The Rashba says that the Gemara is referring to a situation that he said that she connected it, that he connected it to the, that specific house. And since he connected to the specific house, that means it's forever. The Reshba says, what would be the halacha if he said to her that you should not be allowed to, the gets only get if you're not going to drink wine for 50 years. So let's think about it. What has been the distinction that the Gemara has been focusing on, says the Reshba? If it's forever, so then they remain connected forever. If it's not forever, they're not connected and the get would be a good get. So says the Reshba, what will be the halacha if the woman who's receiving the get is a very old woman? It's highly unlikely that she will live another 50 years. So is that equivalent to saying lo'olam? So Reshba says that it's not considered lo'olam. Lo'olam only means lo'olam. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says that even if the stipulation were a stipulation that you're not allowed to do something for 200 years, the halacha is that, and nobody's going to live that long, doesn't make a difference. As long as it's not lo'olam, even if it's longer than the usual life expectancy, doesn't make a difference. The Rishonim also discussed, and we discussed this in Masechta Gittin, if a stipulation was cited, but the stipulation is a stipulation, so how do we know she's going to fulfill the stipulation? Why should we not be concerned that the stipulation will not be fulfilled? And then it turns out retroactively, if she got remarried, she had no right to get remarried because she wasn't begureshes. So the Rishonim distinguish between a stipulation that involves her doing something and a stipulation that's sheval tas, it involves her not doing something. A stipulation that involves her doing something is not considered, and she cannot get remarried until what she was supposed to do, she does. Because we always have to be concerned that maybe she won't end up doing it, and the get will end up being an invalid get. But if it involves not doing something, and involves her not doing something, which is totally under her control, since it's something under her control, we could be confident that since she wants to be divorced, she will make sure never to violate the get. Our Gemara taught us the concept of Ein Katega Nasa Senega. And that's why the Gemara said, it's difficult to accept that Kesef can be used to effect a Kedushin and a Gerushin. So B'nai Yisoschah asks, how was Aaron told that on the eighth day of the Meluim to bring an Egel for Karmachatis? Aaron was the one that did the Avera with the Egel, participated to some degree. And why don't we say, Ein Katega Nasa Sanega? So answers the B'nai Yisoschah, just like our Gemara taught us, that even though you can't use Kesef both for Gerushin and Kedushin, because Ein Katega Nasa Sanegar, a shtar, you can. Why can you do a shtar? Because this is a different type of a shtar, and that's a different type of a shtar, a get and a Kedushin. Says the B'nai Yisoschah, the same would be when we speak about the carbon that was brought. The carbon that was brought was a very different type of a carbon than the Egel, and therefore there's no concern of Ein Katega Nasa Senega. So says the Gemara, we have not been able to learn one type of a Kenyan Kedushin from another type of Kenyan Kedushin. As the Gemara, Chodim Echad Olayasi, we've not been successful to learn one type from another type, but Teisi Chodim Atarati, the Gemara often tries a different type of a limud. We have two halachas, and then we learn the third one. And that may be what should be the case in our Gemara as well. So explains the Gemara, let's understand what you want us to do. Hey, Teisi, what do you want to do? Loilach the Rechmana B'shtar. The Torah shouldn't have taught us that a shtar could be effective. In other words, as the Rishonim point out, we shouldn't have to have the limud of Yotzev Ahaysa. And with Teisi Mehanach, we'll learn shtar from Kesef and Bia. Says the Gemara, that wouldn't work. Malakanach, Sheken Hanosim Aruba. Kesef gives you enjoyment. She gets the money. Bia, she gets enjoyment. There is no enjoyment by a shtar. Loi nechter rachmana bia.
So says the Gemara, let the Torah not write B'yah, but taste the Hanach. Mala Hanach, shekem minyana meruba. It's very often that we learn that a kinyan can be done through kesef or shtar. B'yah, obviously, is not a normal fashion of doing a kinyan. Loi nechte rechmona b'kesef. So says the Gemara, let the Torah not write kesef, but taste the Hanach, and we'll learn kesef and shtar B'yah. Mala Hanach, shekem yeshnan bal korcha. Bia out of Yavama can be done against the will of the Yavama, and shtar, get, can be given against her will. There's no case of kesef that can be done against the person's will. V'chi teima kesef nami balkorcha. I'll give you an example where kesef could be used balkorcha b'ma vriya, that a father could sell her without her consent. Says the Gemara, be'ish yusmir lo yashkechan. Maybe you could find a case where kesef is affected by karcha, but that isn't in a case that affects a kedushin. And we're talking about kedushin. Another pshat that I saw that Tosfos explains, that why is it not considered by karcha? Because maybe she doesn't want to get married when the father marries her off. But it's the father, as we've been learning in our shurim, who makes that decision. And since the father makes that decision, and he is satisfied with the kesef, it's not considered bal karcha. We know that a chuppah is what makes nesuin. We know that a chuppah makes a nesuin. Of course, there's a serious discussion amongst the Rishonim what exactly constitutes a chuppah. The Rambam is of the opinion that chuppah means bringing the wife to the husband's home and her remaining with her remaining with him there alone. The Rama brings different opinions. The Rama says bringing the wife into the home of the husband, even without yichud, means a chuppah. Another option the Rama says is that when we cover the face of the kala with a veil is the chuppah. Another pshat is when the kala goes out. She used to go out behinuma al roshay, walk the badekin, what we were called. The Rama says that our explanation of chuppah, he says what chuppah is exactly what we do. Where the chassan and kala stand under the canopy with four poles and a piece of material on top of them. But the paiskim say that we try to follow all of these menhagim. We put a veil over the kala's face, the badekun, we have them stand under the canopy, and they also go into a private room and are there alone. The Paiskim discuss that when chuppah is done, it's appropriate to make sure that the chassan and kala are aware what is the chuppah and what exactly is the chuppah and what is the chuppah supposed to accomplish. That's critical, say the Paiskim, in making an effective chuppah. But as we just said, whatever we say a chuppah is, chuppah typically accomplishes nesuin. Says our Gemara, Amrav Huna, chuppah koina, a chuppah could create even a kedushin, even erisin. And how does he get to that conclusion? He learns a kal v'chomer. Omar kesef she'ena machal b'truma. The halacha is that if a woman had kedusha kesef, if she marries a kohen, she's not entitled to truma. Koina, it does make erisin, chuppah shemachelos b'trumah. So chuppah, which accomplishes that she's going to be able to eat truma from now on, ain't a din. Certainly the halach is that it should make kedushin erisin. Ask the Gemara, v'kesef ain't a machel, is that true that if this kedusha kesef, if a woman marries a kohen, she's not entitled to eat truma? Ask the Gemara, V'amu Ula, hasn't Ula taught us, D'var Torah, Midaraisa, Arusa Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael who had Erisin with a coin, a Chelos Betruma, is entitled to Truma. Shnemar, because the Torah says, V'koin ki yikna nefesh kinyan kasboi, hu yoichelboi, V'yilid beisoi heim yoichel belachmoi, V'hai, and this woman who has Erisin is kinyan kasboi. So the Pasha Pshat, Tosfos Rosh says, Kinyan Kasboi is that he, so to speak, acquired her with Kedushay Kesef. Uma Tam, Just says the Gemara, so why doesn't a woman who's an Arusa to Kohen eat Truma? For a different reason altogether. Why do Chazal say an Arusa should not be allowed to eat Truma? While she's Mureses, she's still in the home of her father. And the concern is, since she's in the home of her father, and her husband, the Arus, is going to send her Truma, and she's going to share it with Tashken al-Achel l'Chaysa, who are Yisraelim, and if they eat Truma, there's a Chim Misa Bezdin. Says the Gemara, so that isn't a good approach, how to learn. Ela Prechachi. That's the way to learn. Oma Kesef She'ena Koina. Goymer. Kesef could accomplish Kedushin, Erisin. Still, a Koina. But it can't make Nesuin. But it can make Kedushin, Erisin. Chuppah, Shugameris. Chuppah, which has the ability to make Nesuin, ask the Gemara, Ein Adin Shetikna, says the Gemara, the Chuppah should be effective because it could affect, if it could affect Nesuin, it could certainly affect Erisin. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ala Kesef, when we speak about Kesef, she came paiden by, we spoke about this earlier in Shir, Kesef is very strong, she paiden by Gdeshus U'maisa Sheni. And that's why Kesef maybe can make Kedushin. Bia Techiach, so says the Gemara, that can't be what makes Kesef special. Because Bia, which cannot be used to be paid the Hegdash Maisa, still can make Kenyan. And therefore, we should learn from there that Chup is effective. Ma'alavi Bia, Shekain Kaina Biavama, which Chup doesn't. Kesef Yechiach. And says the Gemara, Chaza Adain, Loiri Zekriza. Kesef and Bia aren't perfectly like Chuppah, but at Sada Shavah Shebehen, that Koinah Ba'alma, they can affect the Kenyan by a woman. Koinah Ba'isha Afani Avi Chuppah, Shekoinah Ba'alma, that it can make Nesuin, and she also be able to make Erisin, Koinah Kan, that she be able to make Erisin as well. Says the Marmal Sada Shavah Behen, Shekain Marasin Maruba, the Bia and Kesef are something that the woman has benefit from. She doesn't have benefit from a chuppah. Says the Gemara, shtar yuchiyach. So I'll use a get. I'll use a shtar kedushin, which she doesn't have any particular benefit from it. Mal shtar, says the Gemara, but shtar has a deficiency because the shtar has a uniqueness. She came mitzvah bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, that Kesef Bia chichu. We'll learn for Kesef Bia. And again, the Gemara says we go back and forth. Loi rizek rizeh. The loi rizek rizeh. Hatzad ha-shav behem. Shekoinen ba'alma. That they are effective to make a kinyan. And koinen in different places. Koinen be'kan. Af ani ovi chuppah. That koinen ba'alma makes nesuin. And therefore, says Rav Huna, koinen kan. It should be effective here as well to make kedushin and erisin. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala ha-tzad ha-shev behen, when we speak about the tzad ha-shava, kesef shtar bia, sheken yeshna bal-karcha. There are always cases where they work bal-karcha. Kesef by an amavriya, when she's sold against her will. Shtar, when a husband divorces a wife with the rice against his will. And bia, by yavama. Rav Huna says the Gemara, kesef mia bi'ishas lo yashkach bal-karcha. Yes, you try to find a common denominator, but it's not really a strong common denominator, because the kesef that works by karcha, says the Gemara, is only in a case of kedushin of an amavriya, not of kedushin. Amarava, says the Rava. Rava disagrees, and says that Rav Huna, who said that we could use chuppah to make an eris and a kedushin, is incorrect, because Chayt Shuvas Bedover, there are two reasons why he disagrees. Chada, the Shalosh Tanan. Amishta says there are three ways Kedushin works. And if Chuppah would be effective, Barbaloi Tanan, there would be a fourth way. Vod, Klum, Chuppah Gomeris, when is a Chuppah effective? Elayidei Kedushin, because there was a prior Kedushin. V'chi Gamrinin, Chuppah Shlaya Kedushin, can something, chuppah that didn't have kedushin, cannot serve as source that it should be effective to make a kedushin, b'chuppah ashe'edei kedushin. And therefore, Rava says that I don't agree with Rav Huna, and Chuppah cannot make an Erusin. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rava, Hard the Kamet Shalosh, that our Mishnah only thought, said there are three ways, not four ways. V'arba loitanan, Tana milsa de ksiva b'chedja k'tani. The Tana only mentions something that's mentioned explicitly. Milsa, the like ksiva b'chedja, like tani. It isn't mentioned. The Rambam says that Kedusha Shtar Abiya are considered Kedusha Torah, and Kedusha Kesef are considered Medivrei Soifrim, because it explains the Rambam that since it isn't stated explicitly in the Torah, it's only learned through Gzeir Shava. Something that's learned from Gzeir Shava is considered Medivrei Soifrim. So the Ramban asks, our Gemara just taught us explicitly that Kesef is a type of Kedushin that the Gemara considers as if it's written explicitly in the Torah. Says the Megillas Esther that the Rambam, our Gemara, says the Megillas Esther, is following the opinion that how do we know Kesef works? Based on the limit that we discussed, Ein Kesef Laden Zeh, Avayesh Kesef Laden Acher. But the Rambam doesn't hold that that's the way we know Kesef is effective. The Rambam holds that we learn Kesef is effective from a Gzeir Shava from Stei Ephraim. And that's why, according to the Rambam, Kedusha Kesef is considered a Medivrei Soifrim. With the Karmit, furthermore, says Abaye to Rava, what you said, Klum Chuppa Gomeris Ayidei Kedushim, when is Chuppa effective? Only if there was Kedushin prior to it. Rav Huna Nami Hachikamer, says Abaye, that's exactly what Rav Huna meant to say. Ma Kesef Sheinu Gomer Achi Kesef. If you give Kedusha Kesef, you can't affect the Nesu'in through Kesef. Koina, but it still could affect the Kedushin. Chuppah Shegemeris Achi Kesef. If Chuppah is effective after Kesef, and then the halacha ought to be that it certainly should be able to do Erusin. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, Ketzeh B'Kesef, exactly how do Kedusha Kesef work, says the Gemara. Nosan law. The husband gives the wife kesef, a shava kesef. Vamalei harayat mekudeshesli, harayat muresesli, harayli lintu, harayz mekudeshes. In all these cases, it will be a valid kedushin. Avil hi shenos nevamrihi. If she gave the money and she said harayni mekudeshes loch, harayni mureses loch, harayni l'chale into, these words would not be of a valid. These words would not be a valid kedushin, says the Gemara. Maskler Papa. So ask for Papa. The reason the kedushin is effective in the first case of this brisa is because nosan huva amuhu, because the husband said the lashon hakedushin, and beside saying it, he also gave the money. Ha nosan huva amrihi. What would be the case if he gave the kesef and she said harei mekudesh slach? Then the halacha would be ena mekudeshes, and that would not be a valid kedushin. Ask the Gemara, ena seifa. Let's continue learning the brisa. The brisa says, avil hisha nasla, if she gave the money v'amrihi, and she also said harei mekudeshes slach, that's when I have a kedushin. So what's the problem? Because nasna hi v'amrihi, she both gave the money and said the statement. It seems nasan hu, but if he would have given the money v'amrihi, and she did this, and she said the statement, it would be a kedushin. So the Gemara's question is that the Reisha and the Sefer seem to be contradicting each other. Says the Gemara, Reisha Dafka, what it says in the Reisha, that it has to be Nosanhu, that he gives the money va'amahu when he says the statement, is what the halach is. Sefer was only mentioned kedei nazba, but it's not, the halach is not like the Sefer. Ask the Gemara, but it's still difficult. V'tana Sefer Milsa the Sasa L'Reisha. But the way we've been learning, the Sefer contradicts the Reisha. How are we going to deal with that issue? Elochakam, says the Gemara, Nosan Hu V'amahu, if he gave the money and said the statement, Pshita Dava Kedushin, that's a perfect Kedushin. Nosan Hu V'amrihi, if he gave the money and she did the speaking, Nasa, it's going to be considered K'may as if she did both saying and giving, and therefore, v'loy have a kedushin. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Harei Mekdesh Sleirat Meres Sleirat Lishtu." Says the Miri. From here, we see that when we do a kedusha, we do she kesef. You don't have to say "Harei At Mekdesh Sleibazeh." Just saying "Harei At Mekdesh Sle," as our Gemara just said, is adequate. The Shulchan Aruch says that the halacha is you have to say "Rat At Mekdesh Sle." But Tabazu. But the Mabit says if it was omitted and all he said was Harayat Mekudesh asleep, but the Evid, it would be a valid Kedushin. What is the problem when she does the speaking, even though he gave the money? Says Rashi, because the Torah says Kisikach Ish Isha, and not the other way around, like Lakach Ishal Ish. And therefore, if she makes the statement, it contradicts, it invalidates what the Kedushin is. Vibay Seima, says the Gemara, in a case of Nosan Huva Amahu, that he gave and said, there's no question that Mekudeshes. In a case of Nosan Hu, Nosan Ahiva Amrihi, that she did both the giving and this and making the statement, everybody will agree that ain't Mekudeshes. Nosan Hu, but if he gave the money for Amri he, Svekehi, it's considered a Suffolk, and therefore says the Gemara, Chashina Medrabonon, we have to be concerned Medrabonon, maybe it was a good Kedushin, maybe it wasn't a good Kedushin. And now if somebody else is going to give her a Kedushin, we need to be concerned that maybe that Kedushin is a good Kedushin, or maybe it isn't a good Kedushin, because we can't be certain she would need to have a get from the second man. The Kotzker, when a chassan once came to him before the chasma, he asked him a question. Our Gemara offered a number of wordings that are acceptable. Why harayat muresesli, etc.? Why by every wedding do we find, asked the Kotzker, that the words that are used are harayat mukadeshesli? So he says that what we want that every chassan and kala should realize that what is the purpose of getting married? The purpose of getting married is that they should build a home of kedusha, and therefore there are other words that our Gemara said would be acceptable. But even though those words would be acceptable, the halacha is we don't want to use those words because those aren't words that teach us the lesson of what a Jewish home is supposed to look like. Says the Gemara, Amishmul, b'kedushin, when we speak about kedushin, nosan l'kesef v'shava kesef, if the husband gives the wife kesef v'shava kesef, v'amalah, and he says to her, harei mekdeshes, harei mereses, harei atle intu, harei ze mekdeshes. But, says the Gemara, if he says, harei ishech, harei ni ba'alech, harei ni rusayich, and kebes mechish, there's no suffix, it's nothing. It came by Gerishin. The same as by Gerishin. Amalah, Nosan law, he gives it a get. Amalah, harei at mishalachas, harei at megureshes, harei at meteres l'chal adam. These are all acceptable, harei ze megureshes. But if he said any ishech, any balich, any aruseich, then again says the Gemara, any, it's not, and kebes mechish. Amalah, papala by lememra. This is a Gemara that we learned at the beginning of Masechta Nedarim. The Emissav of Shmuel Yudayim Shen Mechichas Havin Yudayim. That if we say something which isn't a complete statement, the halacha is, it's still acceptable. Because in this case, as we just discussed, he didn't say Arayat Mekudeshes, he just said Arayat Mekudeshes. But Tanan asked the Gemara, the Mishnah, the beginning of Masechta Nedarim says, Ha'ima Ahe. If somebody says the word Ahe, Arayat Mekudeshes. For the Avin Abon, the question is, Vadim Ahe Betanis. Maybe what he meant to say was, I'm going to be in a tainus. V'mishmu, why is it an effective way of becoming a nazar? So a nazar oivel afanav. Tama, the nazar oivel afanav. Only because the nazar is walking in front of him. Halai havhachi, if that weren't the case, loy. So why, over here, do we accept just him saying, harayat mekudeshes? Says the Gemara, hachamai skinen, domali. He added the word li. Hachi, so if that's the case, ask the Mamai Kamashlan, what is Shmuel teaching us? Hani Lishna Basroi Kamashmon. to teach us Hareini Isha, Hareini Boleich, Hareini Urseich are not valid words for Kedushin, and all the words that we learned by Gerushin that are not valid. Hachiksev Kikach Ish, the Torah says Kikach Ish Ishu Bala, V'loi Shikach As Atzmeleah, and therefore he says Hareini Isheich. It's not what Kedusha is all about. Meget Ksev Shuchma Baisai, not V'loi Shikach As Atzmeleah, not that he leaves, but that she is the one that has to leave. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid get. So here we're learning that the proper way to say it is Hare At Mekadeshesli. The Paiskim discuss a question where we have a chosan who doesn't necessarily know the words that he's supposed to say when he marries a wife. So the Masad Kedushin says word for word with him. There are many Paiskim that suggest that even though he's teaching him and he's following the words, you shouldn't have the Masada Kedushin say the word Li. Because when you say the word Li, it seems to indicate that maybe it means that she's getting married to the Masada Kedushin. And therefore, in order to avoid such a mix-up, the Masada Kedushin could say the words, but he should be careful not to say the word Li. That should be left for the Chosin to say. And in fact, I saw that there was a wedding that took place, and the chassan kala, instead of saying the words Harei Mekadesh Asli, said, "I will forever respect you. I forever will love you, and I will forever, and you will bring bracha into my home." And said Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Zatzal that, as our Gemara has taught us, the Gemara is very specific about which words affect Kedushin and which words do not. And therefore, he said it would not be an acceptable means of getting married.